This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another statue has been torn down in Denver. Denver 7 reports the work was designed by a Denver sculptor, symbolizes the globe, and is titled in honor of Christopher Columbus. Video shows people trying to pull down the statue Thursday night. That's just a day after a nearby monument was pulled down. It commemorated Civil War soldiers from Colorado. Some of those soldiers also participated in the killing of Native Americans in the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. Metro area bus drivers are criticizing RTD's plan to begin collecting bus and rail fares again starting next week. The drivers say it's not safe yet. They want RTD to require passengers to wear masks. One safety measure RTD is implementing is to install partitions to protect drivers. Bus driver Lonnie Giles.
This didn't just sneak up on us. We've been talking about it since March, April. Here we are now, and they're just now getting to a point where they can implement even initiating partitions on the bus.
RTD says it can't require people to wear masks. The state continues to reopen after the COVID-19 shutdown. At the Denver Art Museum, no more than 350 people are allowed inside at one time, and visitors must buy time tickets in advance. The museum's deputy director, Andrea Fulton, says the restrictions have a silver lining.
Opening at 20 to 25% of capacity means you have a lot of space to view the exhibitions without crowds. And so it definitely feels, a lot less dense.
Staff members will have their temperatures checked daily, and visitors and staff are required to wear face coverings. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.